This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon faced shareholders today at the bank's annual meeting in Tampa and came away unscathed. The meeting happened 5 days after the bank disclosed its $2 billion derivatives trading loss, and it gave shareholders their first chance to confront Dimon about it, but nobody demanded his ouster, and they even rejected a proposal to weaken Dimon's power by splitting his two titles, CEO and chairman, with another person. With me now is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Hey there, Joe.
Hey, Amy, and let's not forget 91% of them approved his pay package, $23 million.
Well, would this? I understand the voting on this and other proposals that were before shareholders happened weeks before this big loss was revealed. Would it have made a difference if the timing were different?
It would have made a small difference. It would not have made a giant difference. J.P. Morgan still makes more money than its competitors, and it has still done better than most of its competitors. And Jamie Dimon is still widely viewed as the best of the bank CEOs. So the chances are highly likely. One shareholder said during the meeting, "We think you're doing a fabulous job." So it's not like there was a huge outcry.
What was it that President Bush said? Heck of a job, Brownie. So, yeah, right.
Right.
Recently, we've seen a few cases of shareholders rejecting business as usual at some banks and other companies. But in general, does the disconnect I'm sensing between what shareholders want from banks and what average Americans want still hold true?
I think it does. If you are a bank shareholder, you want double-digit returns. That's what you have become used to ever since banking became more about trading than it became about lending. A growing stock price, good returns, good profits, and so on. If you are somebody who is not a bank shareholder and is worried about the safety and stability of the financial system and still thinking about 2008, then the things that have happened recently, especially at J.P. Morgan, are quite scary, and you're thinking, I want a safer, more boring banking system. And that inevitably means lower profits, and smaller returns. And so the interest of shareholders here and the interest of non-shareholders is really quite in direct conflict.
The Justice Department is now investigating this $2 billion loss. It will be led by the FBI's New York office. A person familiar with the matter told WNYC the inquiry is in the early stages, and it's not even clear yet if there was any violation of laws. What do you expect to come from all of this?
Very little, to be honest. We got through this financial crisis, and none of the big bank executives or Wall Street executives got more than a slap on the wrist, if that. And the reason is that the government concluded that their problems were those of stupidity, not criminality. It seems highly likely that the same will be the case here. And, yes, they have to open an investigation and look like they're doing something, but the chances of them really coming down hard on J.P. Morgan are very, very slim.
So if the message from J.P. Morgan Chase is, yes, it's $2 billion, but, hey, we've got a lot of money, we can cover the loss, so move along, folks, not much to see here, then what is the big picture issue?
Well, the big picture issue is that 3 years plus after the financial crisis, nothing has really changed. Profits are still made the same way. Banks are still making outsized bets and taking outsized risks. And yes, it is absolutely true that J.P. Morgan can absorb this fairly easily. But, the one problem is maybe the next mistake will be a $5 billion mistake or a $10 billion mistake. And then, maybe it'll be a smaller institution. And so the real problem here is that after everything we've been through, we still have the same systemic problems that we had before 2008.
Briefly, Joe, do you think this will have any traction with voters in November? Do you see President Obama capitalizing on this against Mitt Romney and Republicans who've been really pushing to roll back the reforms passed following the 2008 crisis?
I think it could have a small bit of traction. I don't think it's going to have a huge amount. I think the real place where it could make a difference is with the regulators, who are still in the process of putting together the regulations on how to deal with derivatives and various other things that cause problems. And it may well stiffen their spine. So when the final rules come out, they'll be a lot tougher than they were going to be just a week or so ago.
Joe Nocera is a contributor for WNYC and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.